Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Sitting here in my royal chamber, I'm taking time out to reflect on the pressures of leading this fine island. A couple of days ago, I had the embarrassment of carpeting my chief of police, Fred, after a very unfortunate incident. The boys and girls in blue... they wanted a gender-neutral colour, so we've gone for grey. As you were, the boys and girls in grey were called out after reports of a person with a gun at a house in Jubilee Close. An armed response team was immediately dispatched after they'd finished their tea break and resolved their differences about the result of the game of Monopoly they'd just finished. They dashed off, hurrying back quickly after realising they'd left their spud gun behind. They raced to the scene in the Reliant Robin GTI Turbo, the one we use for special emergencies, stopping only briefly for petrol and a few scratch cards and a cup of tea. Anyway, they sped to the scene. They arrived at the scene with a screech of tyres. Yes, all right, it was more of a squeak because the handbrake was stuck, only to find they'd gone to the wrong Jubilee Close. They were in the wrong town. Well, you can imagine the hard questions that were being asked at the hastily organised press conference. So hastily organised, I hadn't even had time to change. So I was sitting behind a table wearing a suit jacket, shirt and tie, which was all right down to waist level. Only trouble was I hadn't had time to change out of my Lycra shorts. Sadly, Doris had forgotten to put a cloth on the table. And so my image has gone round the world, and I dare not repeat some of the captions that were put on the photographs of my lower regions. I had to hold my hands up and admit it. We were at fault. My dresser should have remembered my trousers. No. We were talking about the police mistake, weren't we? Yes. Well, I got round it by inviting the press to the police ball, which led to some more rather unfortunate headlines, which I shall leave to your imagination. As if all that wasn't bad enough, I've had to contend with a tidal wave of anger about our new floating bridge, which is basically a raft that is pushed and pulled across the estuary, saving our residents and visitors a long drive. People are up in arms simply because we can't keep the raft going in low tides. I mean, what do they expect? We've supplied wellies and galoshes to people who use the service regularly, and Sid the ferryman is there day and night, ready to throw a rope across to haul people in one by one if they don't fancy wading in up to their armpits. I give up. I really do. People just expect everything on a plate these days, don't they? When I was a lad, I had to walk to school with a broken ankle, a bad eye and a streaming cold, and in thick fog. Now, people won't even walk to the pie shop without complaining about pavement potholes and the occasional man trap we've installed as part of our drive to keep the number of visitors down. Well, this nanny state has gone far enough. Yes, have you seen the state of my nanny? She's supposed to be looking after Kevin Jr., and I caught her buffing her cuticles while he was tightrope walking across a washing line she'd strung up over the estuary. What's worse, several frustrated commuters, broken-hearted about the loss of the floating bridge, have now taken to attempting the crossing this way. And poor Sid the ferryman is now too busy acting as a lifeguard to operate the floating bridge pulley thing. It's all going completely pear-shaped this week. And speaking of Doris, she's come back from her shopping trip with a sequined Lycra top to go with my Lycra pants. I'm certainly not wearing that at the next press conference. Good grief. Oh dear, it really is time for a break. I need to get a grip. Right, where was I? Oh yes, we got delivery of a new settee for the Royal Parlour today. So far, so good. Theresa May was the first to try it out when she came round for a pint and a pie, as is her wont. Her first question was, is it strong and stable? Donald Trump asked if it was made in Russia. I can't think why. Jeremy Corbyn was round about an hour later and claimed he'd been the first person to sit on it. Tim Farron said he wouldn't sit on any sofa that had already been sat on by Conservatives and Labour. You have no idea how complicated my life is these days. Fortunately, I do have my memoirs to keep me sane, and I hope that by sharing my journal with you, it will help ordinary mortals such as yourself to feel more satisfied with your own humble existence. I was elected King, President and Chief Traffic Warden many years ago. My privileged rank and status no doubt makes you jealous. You're thinking, what is my life worth in the face of all this greatness? But console yourself with the thought that after hearing me week in, week out, you will never again aspire to be famous, to be a celebrity, or even to appear on Pointless. Your heart will be filled with pity for world leaders and even those of lesser importance, like the Prime Minister of the Isle of Britain. I want you to feel more satisfied with your own life, on the basis that, well, you couldn't possibly cope with the pressures I face. So, I will continue to bring you regular extracts from my memoirs, but not this week. No. This week, I have been inundated with postcards following my invitation last week. You may remember, I asked ordinary mortals, such as yourself, to send me ideas for new laws or policies that could be introduced on the Isle of Kevin. First out of the postbag was this one from Mrs. B. Dear King Kev, I think you are wonderful and I want to marry you, but I think my dog might bite you, so I won't. Anyway, I think the Isle of Kevin should ban people who don't stay in the same queue at supermarket checkouts. A very interesting idea, Mrs. B, and I have no intention of marrying you because I fear my Doris might bite you. And I have been thinking along similar lines. However, coping with island visitors is a much bigger priority at the moment. So, I will soon be introducing visitor checkouts at all major supermarkets. The checkout operators will be particularly slow in these lanes, insist on ringing for assistance at every third item, and calling in addition for security checks, ID, passports, and a 50% visitor surcharge on shopping bills. We do have to do something to keep the numbers down, don't we? Oh, thank you so much for all your suggestions. Do keep sending them in. And because I'm a kindly soul, I've come up with a new idea that will save you time. You can email your ideas now. No need for a postcard. Yes, email your ideas for new laws, new rules, changes to established practice, anything that might improve the quality of life on the Isle of Kevin, and including, of course, emergency powers enabling us to limit visitors, especially coaches, if anyone has any ideas. So yes, please send them to my new royal email address, isleofkev@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And I guess it's a case of toodle pip. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin. For this week anyway, Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.
I've been asked by King Kev to spell out his royal email address. He was slightly concerned that some of you may be a little hard of hearing, or in many cases, stupid. So that email address again is isleofkev@gmail.com. That's isleofkev@gmail.com. Thank you so much.